Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're two best friends. We're smelling fragrances on a magical fragrant journey, and we're giving you uneducated opinions.
That are not magical.
Yes.
And today, Mike, he brought it. He bought it himself. It's called Cool Water. Have you heard of that 1988 classic?
Mm-hmm.
From Davidoff?
You're gosh Davidoff right. I bought it. I brought it. We're going to smell it. Let me give you a Fragrantica review, Ryan.
Please do.
From the brilliant Fragrantical theologian, Sassas.
What's their name?
Sassas.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Opening is a chemical bomb, so it has to be applied at least 30 minutes before going out. When the dry down starts, I can clearly recognize the notes of musk, lavender, tobacco, jasmine, and cedar. It has the familiar scent of a well-maintained bookstore filled with brand new books, magazines, notebooks, and pencils. After further dry down with tobacco and musk, it transforms into a smell of mafia members during the 90s.
So it opens up like a bookstore.
It opens up like a chemical bomb.
Okay.
So Sassus is saying we need to wait at least 30 minutes before we can really smell all the unique notes of tobacco, jasmine, musk.
Can we all just stop being weird about...
You don't smell all that shit, please.
Can we stop
acting like you do? You don't.
Well, before we get into this beautiful chemical bomb slash bookstore mob boss.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, we need to do our one night stand review. We just did it with the one, the only Todd, who's no longer with us here today. I mean, he's still alive, but he's just not here.
Thank God.
He's still editing in the basement, as he likes to call it. But we smelled a fragrance by Juice Box called Black Powder, a Kurt Cobain Nirvana inspired grunge ass fragrance.
Yeah, and if you didn't listen to that episode, it's one to listen to.
Yeah, Todd's...
You ever wondered why he's not on the podcast and just editing? Go back and listen to that episode.
We still love you, Todd. Trust me.
Yes, and please just go ahead and hit that music.
Yeah. One night stand review.
You want to open it up and give them that nice, beautiful ASMR.
Well, first we're going to talk about Black Powder, you fucking idiot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess let's do that. You pointed right at this fragrance. Okay. Black Powder. You know what? The opening is absolutely harsh. I don't think any of us liked it, but I kept telling these guys off air while Todd had us at gunpoint that it actually smelled really good on the skin, and I really liked it. Very woodsy.
And I disagreed. I did not like it on the skin. I liked it on the card. Right, Ryan?
I'm coming back. Yes. Yes. Yes, Mike. I think it's... Did I say skip it or sample it? I can't remember.
Sample it.
I still stick by that. I think it's a sample that could lead to some people buying.
Yeah. My one gripe is that they tend to lean on these huge iconic figures to peddle their meh sort of fragrances. And for that...
Now, how can you call them all meh when you hadn't even smelled all of them?
I'm already putting a bad taste in my mouth because they're like, we don't have to lean on our own merit. We can lean on the fact that millions of people like these guys, and maybe we'll just be able to milk the teats of the musical fans out there.
Man, he was milking in real life over here, guys.
Yeah.
Well, air nipples.
I had to show you how it's done. Okay. Just inspired by Juice Box. I read a few reviews and I kind of agree. I feel like that is, they should have been more nuanced and been like, you know, kind of hinted, but not use the actual names. When you use the actual names, I feel like it's just not right. It doesn't feel right to me.
For me, I kind of halfway disagree a little bit because I think that fragrance actually fits what they're kind of alluding to. I feel like it is actually grungy. It's kind of dirty. It's like after the Black Powder has settled, I actually think it's a pretty decent fragrance, but the opening is absolutely harsh. I feel like it's like if you smoked a pack of cigarettes and tried to hide it with some Cool Water.
I think they missed an opportunity of not adding a hint of teen spirit in there.
What the hell would that be?
Smells like teen spirit.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, like, what would that smell like?
Teen spirit was a deodorant. Oh. There was a teen spirit deodorant.
Wait, that's what the song's based on?
The name came from somebody wrote on a wall, Kurt smells like teen spirit, and then he made the song, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, do they still make that? Because that would make for a great episode to, like, I want to smell that, or some little side thing. You just stuck the gum on top of your Coke can, huh?
Well, I didn't want to sit here and clack all over the episode. God knows we're not paying Todd for overtime, so he's not going to take those out. Either way, I was just trying to make a little cheeky Smells Like Teen Spirit. When we're talking about smells, fragrance, Nirvana, that joke had to be in there somewhere.
It was masterfully delivered, Mike.
Well, what you expect any less. Okay, I think we're good with this one. Let's just go ahead and nonchalantly slide our way into the scent of the day, Davidoff's Cool Water. And Ryan, you wanted me to just open this up.
Yeah, get the little ASMR. He's opening it up right now. There's a lot of pumping when you talk into the mic like this.
Oh, that's another thing that ASMR people do,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
They like whisper that this is. Here, I'll give you the price tag for later on when we do the price and trend.
People make lots of money doing that.
Ooh. Yes, sir. We have a 2.5 fluid ounce.
If my calculations are correct, that should be about 75 ml.
That's correct. Also, right here on the box, Davidoff Cool Water Eau de Toilette.
I'm ready, dude.
Okay. And if you listen to our episode with Grant, FragDude85, apparently this is the fragrance that started a long, bloody war between Creed and everyone else.
Really?
Yeah, because from what he was saying from the Ghost Perfumer, they copied Individual to make original Santal.
Holy shit. I mean, keep going with your story. This just smells really good to me.
But they originally, I guess, Green Irish Tweed was copied to make Cool Water.
So wait. This is before Green Irish Tweed though, right?
I think this was after. Really? According to FragDude85, somebody copied Creed. Then Creed was like, we're going to copy Mont Blanc. And then Mont Blanc was like, we're going to copy Creed.
This had to be first because this is 1988. Creed wasn't making I mean, they technically were making it since Kings were invented.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. We could go online and see exactly when Green Irish Tweed came about.
I actually like this a lot.
1985, Green Irish Tweed.
Really? That's when they're saying that came out?
Yeah.
I don't fucking believe that shit, dude. Dude, I've been alive since 1982, and I swear to God, law dog, I didn't know that shit even existed, talking about Creed in general, till literally, how old's this podcast, 2.5 years ago?
Yeah, and since you didn't know it existed, it surely must not have existed.
Dude, I have been honey about fragrances since I was literally...
Well, this came out when you were 3, Ryan, so you must have been so intelligent at the age of 3 to be looking up niche perfumery to know exactly when stuff came out.
I just don't buy that story. As somebody that's got some truth to that, let us know, because I don't buy that story at all.
Green Irish Tweed and this both have this kind of twinginess to it, and maybe I need to go back and smell Green Irish Tweed,
yeah.
But this smells pretty cool on the skin.
It does. But I am going to have to say, this cardstock, this tester strip, this whatever the fuck you want to call it.
RXL.
Smells so goddamn good. I mean, it smells good.
Yeah, it does. It almost smells like pine tree or something.
Yeah,
got that kind of green tree vibe.
What the hell? Have I never smelled? I mean, I remember walking by this at Dillard's as a young man slightly after 1988 when this came out. and was by itself. And I promise you, I never saw Creed on the shelf. But I tell you what, I saw this shit and I've walked past it a million times. I don't know what drove me to never want to smell it. Because I used to, even as a kid, I would go up to the counter and I would love smelling all the fragrances. I never smelled this. This or Jupe until we smelled that version of Jupe we got.
Yeah. This is arguably way better than Yope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Jupe, baby, Jupe. I miss you, Snazzy.
I was listening to that one the other day. He's the one where he's like, and I came down to the lobby and the front desk lady went, "Woo, somebody smells good."
What a wild man. Come back to us, Snazzy. Come back.
This cold water is legit, dude.
Yeah, I will arguably say, I don't know that this is slept on, but
there's no way it's slept on. No way.
We got to get the parfum.
I cannot stop smelling this card. It smells so damn good. I'm just going to go ahead and put it on my shirt.
They recently released this as a parfum, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. And we
not too long ago.
Did we get a sample of that or no?
I don't think we did. God, it's got to be so cheap. We could just buy a freaking bottle of it, give it to the Patreons.
I will say, the opening, I get what he's saying. It is definitely chemical. It's almost like you can't smell anything good at first at all.
Yeah,
that is like hairspray, like Aquanet or something.
Mm-hmm. You kind of get that with the cheaper fragrances, though. I mean, I expect it.
But my God. Oh, my God. The
cardstock keeps getting better.
Dude, the immediate dry down to whatever is on this cardstock right now is fucking good. Holy shit.
Are you picking up the lavender, tobacco, musk?
I don't pick up any of that shit. It just smells. Does it smell like a green freshie?
Yes, exactly. I get almost that little burn that you get from like the pine, minty, Christmas tree type smell.
Yes, man. Mm. God damn.
And I was really worried. And we had talked about this because you were like, is this really an aquatic? And I was like, the name is Cool Water, Ryan. So initially I was really worried going into this, but I knew all of the people that had claimed this smells like Green Irish Tweed, which I don't really kind of categorize as an aquatic fragrance. So I wasn't too worried.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Smelling good.
Well, speaking of water, and especially cool water, we pulled it up a few months back when we were about to do this episode and we didn't do it. You know us. Everything's last minute, guys. Yeah, we'll get right on that, pal.
Yeah. And,
but I remember us liking the commercial for it. Yeah. And so I'm pulling it up again. We haven't seen it in a while, but it's a German Davidoff Cool Water commercial.
Go ahead and give us a little bit more volume there, Todd. Going out to the river, I gotta get back to the sea.
When the air is muggy, they say it's muggy. So heavy with the heat. Boats are in. It's muggy and heavy. So heavy with the
heat. And the people. This dude's stripping down naked.
He said the boat's in, not the women are in.
Cool water for your weed? Is that what he said?
I have no fucking idea. Why don't they make commercials like this anymore?
I'll tell you why. It'll be like people like us sitting at home going, what is he doing? What is he saying?
Water flows like streams of grass.
Yeah, water, boy.
This is 4 minutes and 31 seconds.
We don't have to watch all that.
We can't watch all that.
Water boy. It's cool water time.
Hey, mister, the shits are in.
Cool water. All right, move out the way. I got to take my shirt off to go outside.
And then there's like 30 seconds of footage of just like the outside of a house. It just keeps like a parallax shot around the outside of a house. Like, what is that? Like, wait, this guy was at a shop. He gets naked. He swims. Now he's naked walking around the outside of a wraparound porch. What is going on?
He told that dumbass kid, hey, whenever you see the boats come in, just come up here and let me know. And he's like inside playing Sega or something like that.
Hey, mister, the boats are in. Cool water, boy. Cool water.
I love this German. It's a German commercial, but it's like all American like lyrics, whatever. Maybe that's why it's all like weed and all that other shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Water for your weed.
I'm not going to lie, though. Real talk, I feel like this scent smells about as good as that guy's body looks. And that's,
yeah,
that's I feel true. Like I'm that guy
it's
right now.
It's freaking chisel. You look amazing right
you
now.
You do, too.
Well, I am swole.
Damn, yeah. Todd let everybody know that, huh?
Oh, man. I guess, yeah, Davidoff, it sounds like a German name.
Yeah. Davidoff. It's probably, you know what, he didn't look this up. Is it like a mixture of like David Hasselhoff or something? Is this like really his shit or something?
God, it's like, Ryan, you associate, if you know one word or name that somehow links to what we're talking, you're like, oh, it's got to be that.
Hey, what the hell? Davidoff is based in Switzerland?
What?
Yeah, that's wild. Parent company, you ready for this?
Creed.
Cody.
Oh, my God.
The old Stetson man himself.
Miss Cody, wow. Poor man, got killed off. His wife took everything.
So, it's the Zeno Davidoff Group is a Swiss-based family business that manufactures exclusive watches, writing instruments, and leather goods for a sophisticated clientele, in addition to prestige fragrances, eyewear, cognacs, and cafes.
Wow. Okay, so check this out. That sounds a lot like Mont Blanc.
It does, doesn't it? They're little.
Yeah.
That's the writing thing.
Is that why homeboy said pencils at the library as well? Mont Blanc pencils, perhaps?
I love this part too. Davidoff has committed itself to bring together the finest materials and ingredients the world has to offer, from design, inspiration, and craftsmanship. You can get cool water in Dollar General, probably.
Yeah, I bet.
But you know what? That is legit a badass smelling fragrance,
dude. Dude, I can't hate on it. This card is phenomenal.
I'm shocked at how good this fucking fragrance is.
Yeah. Were you like turning into that stud over there? Hey, smells pretty good, doesn't it?
I'm more like the boy. Hey, miss. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, the ships are in.
Things, what a boy.
Oh, good God. Cue the news anchor stuff there, Todd. Price?
What did I pay, Ryan?
Mike paid $16.19 at Drug Emporium. What an odd number, 1619.
It was a good year. 75 mil for that, by the way.
Yeah. And the trend, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually kind of, you know, kind of mid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not up there like it used to be.
The ships aren't in yet?
No,
the ships aren't in. Or the boats aren't in?
Yeah. Okay. Mike, we've smelled the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched the porn commercial. Pretty much what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
After smelling it, seeing the commercial for your own eyes, and now you know the price and the trend, what kind of individual would be wearing such an elegant fragrance as this?
45 and up.
Yeah.
Man on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or somebody who just appreciates fine fragrances at a decent price.
Now, is this man chiseled? Is he cock diesel like the guy in the video?
No.
Or is he, you know, he's selling cars?
I think somebody 5 o'clock chiseled.
Chiseled, huh?
Would not be wearing this.
Really?
Not initially.
The person I get, honestly, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Todd, cue the dream sequence type music. And then also add a little bit of Italian restaurant music.
Okay, here we go.
I may have been wrong on that. Add some music, though, okay? cut. Don't do that music. Find a different style of music. I don't know what's going to fit it, but find it. And here we go. It's 1955. He's in charge of an ad agency.
Oh, interesting.
He's wearing a nice business suit. And back then, they were big and baggy. He has a 5 o'clock shadow. Looks like he rubbed coffee grimes on his absolutely freakishly chiseled chin.
Beautiful jawline.
Absolutely impeccable. Men go wet looking at him.
I'm getting there.
I feel like it's that type of person. It's just they're baller. They're that madman.
Kind of vibe. Madison Avenue sort of guy.
Very loud. Very in your face.
The Don Drapers of the world.
Fuck yeah.
It smells badass. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it did come out in 1988. So you're about 3 decades shy of where you're trying to hit. But I mean, the fragrance is incredible. If I think about who is probably wearing it, it's probably more, you know, somebody who's just the old faithful, been wearing it for forever.
Yeah.
Didn't pick it up in the 80s because they weren't that
hip.
Yes. They had had to be out a while and everybody had to be fawning over it. And eventually it hit that price point where they could consider actually purchasing it. And then it got cheap.
And he was like, I'm buying all the bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, 75 mil? Give me a 150.
You know, speaking of the bottle, let's touch on that for a second. We never talk about bottles rarely on here.
But we got one, so why not?
I actually like it. It's very simple. Love that dark kind of like teal blue aquatic with the black cap.
Yeah. It doesn't feel too cheap, it honestly.
Doesn't. It really doesn't. And, you know, we also should touch on the perfumer for this.
I think I'm going to go ham on this real quick.
Go ahead. I just did. So the perfumer for this is none other than Pierre Bourdon.
Oh, Pierre.
Oh, Pierre.
That initial spray is fucking rough.
Pierre. Yeah, it's brutal. The opening's brutal, but I love it after that. Pierre was born in 1946 in Paris. Initially, he pursued a degree in political science, but ultimately decided to follow his passion for perfumery. In 1971, Bourdon met the legendary perfumer, Edmond Ranitzka.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is?
That freaking legend.
You know who that is?
No.
While in the south of France, this faithful encounter inspired him to train as a perfumer for 5 years at the Rue en Grasse, where he... Oh, wait, there's a more button. Studied under the tutelage of Ranitzky and John Carls. I don't know. I'm not. It's just a little backstory. I just want to give a little bit about it. But this guy has perfumed quite a bit of popular fragrances.
Hit me with the Hall of Fame fragrances.
I just sorted it by popularity, and we're just going to go from the tippity top. Davidoff Coolwater, Creed, Green Irish Tweed.
Oh, uh-oh.
Dior Dolce Vita. Mont Blanc Individual. Creed Silver Mountain Water. Is that you or me? That's you. You're going to call their dick mouth. Oh, you bitch clicked them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Creed Silver Mountain Water. Davidoff Cool Water, but it looks like it's like in a bottle. I don't know. He also made, this motherfucker made Kuros, dog.
Wow.
By Yves Saint Laurent. He made Malaysian Imperial. He made Frederick Mall, Iris, whatever the word that is, and French Lover, or Ralphie. Dude, this guy, he be doing things. He's made some hits.
Interesting that it's the perfumer of this and Green Irish Tweed.
Yeah, it's almost as if there may be conspiracies afoot in the community sometimes.
Well, then it also makes me wonder... Now, I'm not questioning Grant because he is a fragrance scholar.
Yes.
But why would they feel like Davidoff copied Green Irish Tweed if it's the same perfumer?
Exactly. That's a bingo. And, damn, man. I can't believe Green Irish Tweed's still saying it was launched in 1985.
Oh, but you know what? It makes sense, though, now. Hold on. Green Irish Tweed comes out. Few years later, He basically sells the same recipe to Davidoff, and then he does Individual for Mont Blanc, and they go, we're going after this guy.
We're going to fuck him.
We're going to make original Santal. And that's exactly what they did. They fucked him over.
God damn. This shit goes all the way to the top, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. The tippy top.
God, man. Fragrances are so fucking wild. I still am calling bullshit on a 1985 Creed release. I'm just calling it, dude.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
Dude, they've been around. There were decades before that.
I know.
Making they were making, for Kings. Yeah. Not even that. Like, they made it for like 50s and 60s movie stars.
Okay. Let me look up something.
There was one, the Bois de Portugal or whatever, I think is like a Cary Grant fragrance or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Or Frank Sinatra or something. I don't know, you know, but it's an old school cat.
I was just trying to find some information on this Creed thing, but apparently they be going far back, dude. Apparently they made their fragrances public in the 70s. Where you could actually, I guess the public could actually get some. Damn, dude. This shit be smelling good, though. Okay. Skip it.
Sample it. Or buy it. What are you going to do, Ryan?
Why are we, like, hulking out? And
doing I don't know. We're in a mood today. Did you have a big lunch or something?
I had a bowl of Fruit Loops, dude.
That was it?
That was it.
I
had oatmeal for breakfast. I haven't had like really any real substance today.
Wow. I had Mexican food and then I made myself a protein shake because I'm getting swole.
Man, he is definitely trying to live that swole life over here.
Yeah.
Walking in here, he's got a jug of milk he's drinking out of and shit.
Look, Ryan, I just want us to be swole mates. I'm getting 70s big.
Man, it's amazing how your life flashes before your eyes when Todd's got a gun pointed at you, huh?
That's right.
This is a certifiable lock of the century stone cold pick. That's an easy buy.
Yeah.
$16 for that? I'm buying that so quick. Dude, make your goddamn head spin.
I wonder if your dad would wear this.
He would love this shit.
Man, you should take it home to him tonight and let him try it out.
Okay.
And bring it back. That'll be the one I stand review. Add a little bit of that Papa Ryan in there.
Man, god damn. Yeah, that's a buy. That might be one of the easiest buys we've had on here.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Is it a skip, sample, buy?
It's a buy.
Yeah.
I didn't think that I'd be a fan of it because Green Irish Tweed kind of turned me off. There was one time, Ryan, when I had a few hundos in my pocket and I went to Drug Emporium because I knew they had a decent price on Green Irish Tweed.
Yeah.
And I went in there, sprayed it on the skin. I was tempted to buy it. And then I smelled it and I was like, no. But this is less twingy than that, shockingly enough.
This does smell like it, though. Like really close.
Really, really close.
Wow. Man. I'm just like shocked right now. That is a surprisingly good fragrance.
One of the better cards I've smelled.
Absolutely.
Tester strip. On the tester strip, it is fan-freaking-tastic.
Is it like you wear this when you're like wearing regular clothes? Are you dressing up? We didn't really touch
that. Yeah, man. This is your typical t-shirt and jean, you know.
Oh, so you think it's like you just got out of the shower, you're lounging.
You saw the commercial.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't even hardly wearing clothes.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't subscribed to our Patreon, you done fucked up.
You're missing out. You really are.
We are going hammy over there, dude.
Yeah. Episodes going out. Custom episodes that they're getting to vote on. They're going out. We are giving them a subscriber only episode every single week.
And they're also getting a free bottle. Actually, we're giving away two this month.
Why don't we give this away too?
I thought I was going to let my dad try it.
Well, your dad, you know what? We're giving it away to Ryan Sr. Dad can have that.
No. I think.
No. Tell him it's from me.
He
Happy
likes you
early
so much.
Christmas. Yeah. I like him too.
How's Mike doing? That's all I got to hear then. Oh, he's doing pretty good.
I have a good time. I like to give him a hard time.
He's very old school. Mike loves that. So if you haven't subscribed over there, you need to go. We're not bullshitting here. We're hitting it hard over there.
There's a ton of bottles about to go out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if I look at our... We've got a little cabinet of full bottles that we're going to be giving away. It's pretty full.
It is really full. We love you guys. Go check us out at Patreon. You will not be let down. It's only $6 a month.
Yeah.
For the top tier.
And if you haven't subbed... As the time of this recording, 9 unreleased episodes for you to listen to.
It's a lot.
And probably by the time this airs, it'll be more than that.
Yes, yeah, so go there and spray it up, y'all.